Okay, welcome.
Okay.
Everything is fine.
We're back. It
It
is
is.
fine. I forgot when you say
Yeah,
that.
I couldn't forget. I pulled up like
I'm such a fake
I
fan.
pulled up my old Which Place podcast Google Doc that I made for the class to see like
Oh,
to
wow.
remind me of what we did.
Memories. I feel like that was such a long
Oh
time
my
ago.
gosh, right?
But also it was just
Yeah,
yesterday.
I feel like I'm gonna have to look and see how many weeks it's actually been since we've been on hiatus. Because at the same time, it feels like it was just, like, maybe 2 weeks max. But then also, I'm, like, already thinking about, like, having to upload this episode. And I'm like, do I even remember how to do that?
You're like, editing?
Yeah, truly. Like, we'll see. It's just going to be all one go. Just hope for the best. This episode is either going to be, like, the best episode we've done yet or the worst. We'll see.
We will see. I don't think it could be. No, you're right. It could either be the best
yeah,
or the worst. Because we have so much. I feel like we haven't talked in like 5 weeks.
That also. Like, I'm like, do we catch up on all our life happenings?
I feel like the people want to know.
I think the people do want to know. We
What else are they listening to us
you're
for?
Right. Of course they want to know about our everyday personal lives. I mean, if they don't follow us on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, or friends with us on Facebook, then what are you doing?
Exactly. Exactly. Not that I post on Facebook. Not that either
I
of us post
You know,
on
I
Facebook.
Just had to give a little Facebook plug. But yeah, we can say why we're on hiatus. Well, I guess the reason number one would be is we haven't seen each other in like a month.
This is true.
And we're not even seeing each other right now. Like,
yeah, wow. Could you
I
believe?
I know, people, are you shocked? Listener, did you expect us sitting in the same room?
Isn't this editing so
I
flawless?
Know.
We can't even
Don't
tell.
We love the future.
It's so good.
Like, we love Hollywood.
We do.
And that takes us to reason number three. Did I even say reason number two?
Did we say two? Was that two reasons?
I don't know.
Oh my
okay.
God.
Okay, actually, reason number two is we got jobs now. And you're pretty
so
much in Hollywood, right? Somewhere out there.
I'm in Century City. I don't think that's like,
I don't,
it's like close to Hollywood, but traffic wise,
okay,
not so close.
True. I mean, you're,
but it's still,
you're
Hollywood.
In the showbiz.
It's showbiz, baby.
We love entertainment.
We do.
And I'm in the complete opposite of showbiz, which working for people that are normal. Like, woo, who would have thought?
Yeah.
And
I know.
Yeah, I'm finally got that paycheck I deserve, so now work isn't as bad.
I haven't gotten, like, my full paycheck yet. Like, I got my 1 week paycheck, so waiting for
exactly.
that to drop.
Exactly. I mean, I'm already a changed woman. I surprisingly haven't spent it yet, but don't worry, it's going to be spent.
Oh, I have, like, a list of things. I've been buying, like, I've been spending money like every single day, and I have a list of things I need to buy once I get that paycheck, and it's not going to be
oh,
good.
Yeah, no, I am right now. I am trying to decide whether I want to buy one or two pairs of Nikes, and those aren't cheap.
They
so
are not.
We'll see what happens. They're just so cute. Like, ugh, I need new shoes already.
I know, I haven't bought shoes in a while. Anyways,
I know.
What was our third reason? Wait, was that
Oh, I got another reason. We're all reminiscing
okay.
now. Okay,
I know.
So our other reason is we had to wait to get our microphones, which we have now, which we're talking
True.
To you on, or the way you're listening to us by. I don't know how to speak.
Yeah.
But yeah, so hopefully this is like good quality because these microphones were really cheap, but I think they're going to do the job.
I think they will, too. They can't have been worse than what we had at Chapman.
Yeah, now that we got two microphones.
Not
that's,
to drag.
I know, not
but,
to, you know, our little
but
Chapman.
But yes, to drag.
But
I know.
That's what we're here to do, really. I just can't wait for our Bad Janet segment.
Okay, yeah. Who are we talking about
okay,
today?
Let's get into the meat of it. In case everyone forgot, We talk about celebrities and if they're going to the good place or bad place. I don't even think we said, hello, this is Welcome to Which Place Podcast.
I know you did. You were like, everything is fine. Oh, but maybe you didn't say Which Place Podcast, yeah, though.
And I didn't say, this is Jesse, and that's
nice. I didn't even say, yeah. I was going to be like, how are people going to know who we are, even though we have very distinct ways of talking?
See, I always think about that, but when I listen to podcasts, like, even if they're very different people, it really takes me a while to realize who is who.
Really?
Yes. I don't know.
Well, what I only listen to Keep It, and there's no way I can be like, oh wait, who just spoke?
You those know? Are the three most different voices in podcast history, I would say.
Truly.
Mm-hmm. But okay, back to business. So today's episode, we're gonna talk about a entire cast for a movie, like we did for the Avengers: Infinity War, which still recovering. Also,
really?
Yes.
I feel like, I have another thing to add to my bad Janet for
this
later.
Is why I was going to say, because of Ant-Man. Were you going to talk about that or no?
Oh, I was not, but. Okay.
That's what resurfaced the feelings, the emotions. Yeah.
Okay.
That, after credit scene, if you will, got me. Okay. But anyways.
Mid-credit. The after credit was trash.
The after credit, I don't even know why I waited.
I know. I was like, this was a waste of my time.
I know. I thought people were hyping it up on Twitter, too. I just remember seeing some tweets like, make sure you stay till the end. And I was like, well, no shit. Like, I always stay till the end.
Well, yeah, I know.
And
I
then
know.
I did. And I was like, why? Why?
Yeah.
But anyways, back to
we
business.
Still have not yet said who we're talking about this time.
So this time, we're talking about the critically acclaimed...
Actually, you know what? It is kind of critically acclaimed.
I mean, this is the third movie in this franchise, so they're only...
That means people are watching this shit.
Exactly. I mean, how many other movies can you say had three so far?
Exactly. Exactly.
Not many. So, we continue on. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Not Vacation. One. Is the entire title.
Is that what it's called? Summer Vacation?
Summer Vacation. I mean, all right. What a topical movie, because we are on summer vacation, but also...
We really are.
You know, we work in and grind in and making our coins, so...
Childish Gambino declared it was summer today, it must be summer.
Oh my gosh, it truly... Summer didn't start till today. It July really didn't. 11th.
Yeah, it didn't.
Woo, okay, so anyways, we'll talk about the cast. We're going to do the rapid fire, so we're just going to say the name of the person and just our gut reaction to where they are going to end up in the future. And, I mean, we'll see. I feel like, you can never guess with what we're going to say. I like to keep people on their toes, you know?
You do. I feel like I'm pretty predictable.
I like to say that, but I'm sure I'm... the most predictable person on the planet.
We'll see how predictable we are.
Okay. So, first up, Adam Sandler. Bad Place.
Yeah, Bad Place. See, I was doing a little bit of research before this, and I was like, okay, what if people just hate him because he's a shitty actor? Mm. But, like, how much of a reasoning is that to put him in the Bad Place? But then I looked it up, and then I remembered. He's racist. Mm-hmm. The fact that he continues to do his shitty movies after being told to stop doing his shitty movies, he has enough money to retire.
Yes.
And then he keeps putting it out there. So, yeah.
Yeah, if this was the 90s, I would have probably been like, Good Place, because, I mean, he gave us Baby Daddy. Is that? No, Big Daddy.
That was gonna be like, yeah, no, I was, that was the only movie I was thinking of.
I know.
Because I like that movie.
Exactly. I know other people like... oh my gosh, I'm gonna ruin and say the incorrect title for every movie, but that
again,
Madison, Happy Madison,
yeah, that's what it's called.
Waterboy, I mean,
Billy Madison or whatever.
I didn't watch those, I didn't care.
I can't imagine caring about Adam Sandler as an actor, you know, like, it just imagine like someone asks you who your favorite actor is and you say Adam Sandler.
Oh my gosh,
get out of here.
There's someone out there for sure. He has
stands. Oh, I'm sure. Do you think he stands? Oh my god. Do you think there's an Adam Sandler stan Twitter?
Oh my god.
An updates account? I'm looking this up now.
Please, I hope there is.
I will literally scream.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think there is.
I don't know.
Oh my god, yes, there is! There is an Adam Sandler news account! Do you think they're active? No, they haven't tweeted since 2013.
Oh, thank God.
Whew.
Oh my gosh.
But still, at some point, there was stands.
You know, that person is braver than the Marines, I would say.
I would not. I would say they are the Marines.
Oh, there you go.
Take that as you will.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree. Okay. Well, enough about Adam. Our other boy, our favorite boy, with the first letter A of his first name and the first letter S of his second name.
I think I know where you're going with this.
Andy Samberg. I mean, I don't even want to say The Good Place because I think it's more like The Best Place.
Truly.
The Most Goodest Place.
We stand only one person whose name could be interchangeable with Adam Sandler.
Exactly. I mean, it's a tragedy that their names are kind of close sounding and looking, I guess.
It is a tragedy. Did you know Adam Sandler was at his wedding?
What?
Yeah, they're like pretty good friends, which is like the only like negative thing about Andy Samberg. Yeah, they're like pretty good friends. But, you know, I'm gonna let it slide.
I guess. I mean, everyone has to have, like one bad friend.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's why we're friends.
Exactly. I was just gonna say, I didn't want to be the first one to say it, but I was gonna say.
I mean, we're always thinking the same thing, if the listeners haven't realized by now.
Exactly. Yeah, anyways, Andy Samberg, The Goodest of Places. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I need to pull out any receipts.
I don't think
just
so.
Just because, but yeah, he's just the best.
Exactly. If you don't know, then you yourself are deserve to be in The Bad Place.
Yeah, well, ever since we took this hiatus, we saw Andy Samberg IRL.
Oh, yes.
That means in real life for people living
with
under
our two eyes.
With our two eyes. We did see him, and he was adorable.
I would say even better in person than on TV.
Would you?
I would. He was the coolest.
Okay. He was really funny. Mm-hmm. He's like, obviously, he's a comedian, so he has to be funny in person, I guess. But, yeah, that was a great time. We stan NBC for picking up the best show.
Yay! Okay, yes. Enough about Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the best show.
I'm so predictable.
I know. It took us how long to talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
I don't know.
Okay, so anyways, next. Ugh, now we're starting to go downhill. Selena Gomez. Ugh.
I have to sigh.
I know.
I have to.
I almost have to laugh, but
I know. I was going to say I have to laugh, but she's just so embarrassing.
I know. I would say the worst place, possibly.
Okay. See, I know everyone on Twitter hates her, like, a lot.
I hate her.
And I completely, it's justified. I think it's justified to a certain extent. Like, I'm going to put her in the bad place.
Mm-hmm.
But I also, like, I mean, she does support certain things. The fact that she said, like, hashtags don't make a difference when it was specifically about Black Lives Matter is just the stupidest thing. Like, and I don't think she apologized for it, because now she uses hashtags all the time for, like, random causes, and that's just not right. Also, I have to laugh that she literally like refused to like listen to her mom about Justin Bieber, and look where we are today.
I was going to say
what
say
a the dumb bitch
thing. Yeah, like she I like almost feel bad for her, but at the same time I'm like, no honey, like you willingly and knowingly went back to Justin Bieber and got played 2 minutes later. Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly. Like, she's a dumb bitch.
She truly
got
is.
What she deserved.
Sometimes I'm like, maybe she'll grow and learn from her mistakes, but then she constantly makes mistakes. And
how old is she?
Oh, I think
she's like a grown ass woman.
Yeah, like she's, I would say 20. Okay, she's born in 92. It's 2018.
So, she's 25.
She's almost 26 though. That is
yeah, she is almost 26.
Closer to 30 than it is 20.
You're right.
And
that's how math works.
She's not
acting. Ew. Justin Bieber's only 24.
Oh my gosh, he's very young. Ugh, I feel like he's just been around for too long. Like
he has.
I hope him and Haley just like kind of stop doing things in the public.
Have they been doing things in public? I just haven't, honestly. I honestly forgot Hailey Baldwin existed till, like, 2 days ago.
You're right. You're right. But somehow like, it always ends up in my timeline, in my view, in everything. I don't know. I think she's a model, probably.
Oh, my gosh. She's 21.
Oh, my gosh. She's very young.
Ew. Ew, imagine being engaged right now.
Ew.
I can't relate. Anyways, we know Selena Gomez is in the bad place.
Yes. Okay, so next is Kevin James. Okay, there's two ways to take this.
Is there? You're about to go, like, the scientific approach.
Okay, so...
a Venn diagram of like, sorts?
Yes, because on one hand... I don't know, like, anything about him, so I always try to give people the benefit of the doubt.
Do you, though?
I try to.
That is not... You try, but I don't think you succeed.
I'm a good person, okay.
Okay.
But then on the other hand, he did give us Paul Blart, and not just one, but
so
two.
So good place.
Oh, no! Oh.
Listen, Paul Blart, the first one, went... Right the fuck off.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. I did watch.
It literally went through the roof off. Like, it was so good. Oh when God. I was that age, okay?
I mean, of course. Not now.
Oh my God. Stop it.
Oh, I don't know.
That was Oh my God, it was produced by Adam Sandler. It's all making sense now.
Oh, wow. Adam Sandler always works with his, like, buddies. And I guess he's one of his buddies.
How does he have friends?
I don't know. I mean, they're all the
same
people.
Imagine having a friend with such an annoying, like, voice and personality.
God. Oh, God.
Can't relate.
Okay, so what are you saying for Kevin James?
I don't know. Has he done anything wrong in his life?
I don't know.
But has he also done anything good in his life?
I mean, it's kind of sounding like a middle place.
Yeah. It's sounding more like an obscure place where, like... He just doesn't matter at all.
You know, I'm gonna just call it he is going to the mall to just be a cop there.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. His filmography isn't looking great. But I think we knew that. So, he's going to the mall.
Yeah, that's where he deserves to be. I think he'll be happy
exactly.
there.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He'll be obscure and happy.
Yeah. Who knows what kind of mall this is?
Nobody.
Okay, next. Okay. How do I even say her last name? Miss Fran Drescher, I believe.
I have no idea who.
Okay, well, I would say 100% The Good Place because she is the nanny herself.
Okay.
But other than that, I don't know too much.
Yes,
it's homegirl.
I don't know shit about her. Let's just put her in the good place.
Yes.
We don't know shit, maybe she's... You know how, what's her name in Keep It always says, the smart people are the ones who keep their mouths quiet?
Ooh, did you just listen to the episode today?
I did listen to the episode today.
Oh my gosh.
I howled when I saw the fucking title.
Oh my gosh,
what was it like, wow, I can't remember.
I know.
But it
just
really
said Johansson something.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh. But yeah, when Kara, how do you say her name? Kara or Kara?
I think it's Kara Brown.
Okay, Kara, like yeah. When she said like people be keeping their mouth shut, that was almost a personal read at myself. I was like, maybe I should be keeping my mouth shut more. But you know, I love
for
TikTok.
Our listeners, the name of that podcast episode was Scarlett Johansson Through the First Brick at Stonewall. I literally screamed when I saw it.
Is there proof she didn't throw the first brick at Stonewall?
We don't know.
We don't know.
What can't she do?
I know. She's a woman of all trades, genders, races, sexes. Yep. I mean, that's not the same thing. Oh, no, it's not the same thing as genders. But truly can do it all.
She really can. We'll get more into her later, I'm sure.
I'm sure we will. Okay, next, Steve Buscemi. Is that Buscemi?
Oh, yes. Well, he did give us that many iconic memes, I would say.
Many.
So I'm going to put him in the good place.
I'm saying good place as well.
Exactly.
I always think about him in Big Daddy. Finally said it right this time. And
did you?
I
is that what it is? Okay,
think
is he
so.
In that movie too?
Yes, wow. That was like my first. I don't know, time I've seen him, and he was a homeless guy in the movie. I'm looking this up right now, because just
but to make sure. But the thing is, when you look at his filmography, it literally is, like, Fargo, Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, The Sopranos, and then it goes to Grown Ups, Monsters, Inc., Big Daddy, and The Boss Baby, and Spy Kids 2, lest we forget.
This just tells me that he can do it all.
He I really mean, can.
You're just giving him more points in my eyes, is what I would say.
No, I completely agree. I'm just saying, look at what a versatile actor he is.
We love a dramatic and a comedic actor.
Oh, exactly.
Speaking about a dramatic, well, recently dramatic, but mostly comedic actor, Molly Shannon.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
I stand. Definitely, definitely good place.
Yes.
Okay, do we even have to say anything about her?
Nah.
Nope.
I'd rather not.
I know. Next, David Spade.
I don't like him.
No? You don't?
No, I just don't.
I don't like his voice. I don't think he's funny.
Yeah. He's never, like, been... He's always been, like, obviously, I think the only thing I've seen him in is Grown Ups. Mm-hmm. But he's, like... He's just so boring.
Yeah, I feel like he kind of plays the same type of person, too. All the time. It's like, he's always trying to be the funny one, but I'm like, are you?
Yeah, exactly. He's, like, not even, like, the second or third funniest one. Yeah. He's just there. Mm-hmm. He's, like, a comedian who's not funny. So, yeah. I'm gonna go Bad Place with that one.
Okay, Bad Place is the place he will be in. Next, Keegan-Michael Key.
Of course, Good Place.
Great Place.
A legend.
A legend. A man. A myth.
And he's also a comedic and serious actor.
He is. I would say so too. Oh my gosh. Okay, I'm just thinking right now. There has to be a day where Jordan Peele writes, directs, produces, maybe stars, but definitely has a movie where Keegan-Michael Key is the star of it, and it has to be like a thriller or something.
Yes.
Like that would go off.
Yeah.
Ooh, I can't wait for that day.
Wow, it would go off.
I'm speaking it into existence. Okay, next, another comedian, Jim Gaffigan. Do you know him?
I am familiar with him. I just don't care. I think he's also going to the mall with Kevin James.
Ooh, that's a good place. Exactly. I would say so, too. Because I don't,
Because nobody cares. Who cares?
I don't think I've seen him in anything. Okay, next is this girl, Catherine Hahn.
She was in Parks and Rec.
Okay, I was going to say, her face looks very familiar, and that was it. That's where she is
from. She was also in, I want to say, Bad Moms.
Mm-hmm. She was in Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
One episode. And I didn't mention it.
I know. Wow. I mean, for that, I would say Good Place.
Oh, yeah. No, she's really funny.
Okay, yes.
And, yeah, so she deserves to be in The Good Place.
Okay, we agree. Oh, we're agreeing so much. Okay.
We really are. Who would have thought this would happen?
Some of these actors, I don't know who they are, and so I'm just going to skip them.
Okay.
Next is Joe Jonas.
Like who? Oh, my God. Joe Jonas is in this?
No, just kidding. Yes.
Joe Jonas is in The Good Place.
Of course. Do you want to know what he is the voice of in this movie?
Of course.
The Kraken.
Okay.
I can see it.
Okay. Interesting.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean...
But okay.
I feel like he's always cracking. Jokes, maybe? I don't know.
I'm gonna end this podcast right here. I gotta go.
Yo, look, our time's up. We didn't even get to hashtag our time's minutes. Up. Dang it, it only took like 20 minutes to read me about hashtag time's up.
Oh, God. Okay. Anyways.
Next.
Let's get to our bad Janet, please.
I know. Okay, let's do these.
Who else is left in this goddamn list?
One.
Well, Chris Parnell. Good Place.
Who is he?
He was in SNL. He was in a couple episodes. Oh, or one episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What else is he
in? I recognize the face. He has a very distinctive face. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Good Place. Chrissy Teigen. Good Place as well.
Is she in this?
Yes, of course. Ugh.
Her tweets bother me, but fine, good. She's never done anything wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, sometimes her tweets are a little too much. And we as a society, I feel like we should start clocking her about that.
Thank you.
We're really just letting her say and do what she wants.
I am so tired. Yeah, no. But like sometimes like it's like her tweets are funny, but I think we're over-hyping her tweets.
Exactly.
Like we're giving her too much praise for doing the bare minimum sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I'm not about that.
Yes. Okay.
But yeah, she's in a good place.
Of course. Of course. With her husband and her two kids. Like, duh.
Of course.
Okay. The last person I think we should say is, and this is going to be a complete shocker to both of us, and I almost wish I didn't see his name on here. So when I watched the movie, I'm surprised. Uh-huh. Do you know who I'm going to say?
I actually don't know.
Jaime Camil.
Is he in this?
Yes. Yes. Oh, I know.
We stand.
I know.
Good place.
Of course, the best place. Of this whole list, him and Andy Samberg are at the top.
They really are.
Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Business is over. Court adjourned.
Finally. Just kidding.
I know. Goodbye, people.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
It's canceled.
Okay. So do you want to do yours first? Because mine, plural, mines.
I'm sure mine overlap with yours so much. Yeah. And once you start talking, I'm going to remember other shit.
That's what I'm thinking, too. So that's why I want to have you do yours first and then
Okay, yeah. I'm ready for mine. Okay.
Go.
And it truly breaks my heart to talk about this because as anyone who follows my Twitter knows, I openly thirst about him at least 2 times a week.
That's it?
Henry Cavill.
What did he do?
And I'm telling you, when it truly, he didn't really do anything. Like, okay.
Okay, we'll see.
Okay, let me just say.
Basically,
there was this article about him in GQ Australia. Mm-hmm. And then there was, like, a Snapchat, like, you know, like, those stupid news things. I don't know if anyone watches those. If you do, Jesse, do you watch those?
No, I do not, actually.
Okay. Anyways, so the headline is, single Henry Cavill admits he's hesitant to date for fear of being, quote-unquote, called a rapist in light of hashtag Me Too movement.
Wait, what?
I'm like, why is he worried about being called a rapist, right?
I know.
And then, so let me just read this article so everyone knows. It says, or no, it's not, okay, so they took, like, pieces of the actual interview in GQ Australia and made, like, their own article. Mm-hmm. But basically it says, Henry Cavill confessed that the Me Too movement has left him nervous about flirting with women over fears of being called a rapist. I'm like, okay, I get it. Men are, like, unsettled because, you know, everyone, they're finally being exposed for being pieces of trash.
Exactly.
And then he said, he literally says, there's something wonderful about a man chasing a woman. There's a traditional approach to that, which is nice. I'm like, what do you mean? And then he says, I think a woman should be wooed and chased, but maybe I'm old fashioned in thinking that. And that's not even where it gets worse because I think I feel like his words, when you put it in like writing, see, sound a little like, a woman should be chased, you know? I think I know what he's saying. But then he says, it's very difficult to do that if there are certain rules in place, because then it's like, well, I don't want to go up and talk to her because I'm going to be called a rapist or something.
I'm so confused. Yeah. What?
Yeah. He's like, I don't even know what to say, because if you are worried about being called a rapist for flirting with someone, maybe consider that you're not flirting with them.
Yes.
Like, in the same interview, he literally says, like, once a woman says no, I, like, back off. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, great. But then he, unlike a genius, kept talking. And then he said something like, he's like, he basically said, oh, I say, or I back off because I don't want to be called a rapist, not because he knows you should back off. He's like, because there's always that thing of like, oh, maybe I should continue to pursue. And I'm like, no, you really shouldn't.
I know. And
then this reminded me of that time he literally dated like a straight up 19-year-old at the age of 30.
Yeah, that was very unsettling.
And he was just like, yeah, the relationship just worked. And I'm like, okay, maybe it did work, but also it's so unsettling and
Oh my god.
It truly kills me because I really do stan him I love his Instagram. His Instagram content is just so like so cute, so precious. And then that makes me think, what if he's one of those guys who like, you know, he's like, "Oh, I'm a nice guy," but he's actually like kind of an asshole. So that really depresses me. I'm still going to thirst after him cuz you know he's hot, but like I will keep this in mind.
Of course. I mean, I don't want to compare him to, but it kind of reminded me of, like, a James Franco type of person.
Oh.
a little bit.
Oh, of my God. James, Henry, sweetie, I am so sorry that this bitch would even say that.
The extreme version of it. But, like, I feel like that's, like, the mindset, like, he could eventually lead into that pathway if he continues thinking that way, you know?
Like, okay, yeah.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like, he's definitely at the bottom of, like, he's not at that level yet. But yeah. That is just unsettling. Because, like, I kind of get what he's saying, like, when he wants to chase a girl. But then I'm like, you definitely need to know when to back off. And I feel like he's probably, like, walking that line of, like, being a stalker. But then, like,
exactly,
kind of realizing, like, oh, no, maybe she doesn't want me.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's
it's like
sad.
I don't think he fully understands the Me Too movement.
That, too. Exactly.
He's, like, one of those people who are like, oh, this is ruining my ability to flirt with women, not helping women, like, you know, not be sexually harassed.
Yeah, he'd even say one thing about that. Like, he just brought it on how it's, like, affecting him and making his life harder instead of, no, it's not making your life harder because it's literally ruining women's lives. Like, do you not
realize? I'm like, you're Henry Cavill. I don't think it's that hard for you to find women.
That also. Like,
I really don't think it's that hard for you.
That is crazy. Okay, yeah. Well, I'll get to, like, my one, like, serious one, but then all my other ones are really dumb and not serious at all. So this one we can both talk about. Obviously, I wanted to mention Scarlett Johansson.
Ugh. God.
So in case you don't know, people, she's been cast to play a trans man in the upcoming movie called Rub and Tug. I feel like I don't even need to explain why this is a bad idea. If you have...
But you might as well.
I might as well. But if you have, like, one working brain cell, you should be able to put two and together that a straight cis woman is not a transgender man. Like, that's literally impossible. Well, not impossible. Well, it kind of is, actually. Because I don't think she's going to transition anytime soon. Like, that's not her. So, no, honey. Like, and then her just being so defensive about it and being, like, you know, trying to give reasons for why, I guess, to her it's a good idea or it's going to be successful in her eyes. It's like, girl, no. Are you, like, what time, where are you living at where you can think these things and not realize? Like, how do you go to women's marches and speak in front of all these women?
Because she's a fake bitch.
She's so fake. Oh, my God.
She's a fake bitch. Well, not only, like, is this movie just a bad idea, it's literally with the director of The Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, I already forgot, like, about that.
You forgot it, yeah, like, which literally got, like, it got a lot of hate because she was playing an Asian person, and now she's doing a movie with the same director, which, like, imagine, like it, at this point, it's so, it can't be anything other than she genuinely does not care about minorities.
Yeah, like, she's not even...
To do the same thing twice?
I would say, like, maybe the first one she was ignorant. But there's no way she's ignorant now about this. Because people have went to her and asked her about it, and she straight up said, I don't care, pretty much.
Exactly. She was like, go ask other people who have done this. And I'm like, these other people, they weren't right either.
Yeah, exactly.
And just because they did it doesn't mean you have to do it, you dumb bitch.
So one good thing that came out of this was all the memes about her.
I know. It is really funny.
Like, her next movie, she's going to be, like, a tree or something. Like, I don't even...
Exactly.
I guess she wants an Oscar that bad is, like...
Her, she's not going to get one. She's,
I don't think she's going to get one until maybe she's,
not, like, with all these Saoirse movies and Emma Stone movies coming out. Ugh,
I can't wait.
This bitch is never going to get her Oscar.
Maybe that's what it is. She's truly realizing that she's, like... The only thing she has is Marvel movies. And
oh my God, ugh.
If she's trying to get out of those, she ain't got nothing.
I hope she dies in the next Avengers.
She might, who knows? Anything can happen.
She better. What the fuck else do we need her for? We got Captain Marvel now.
Oh my gosh, I can't wait for Captain Marvel.
Token woman. Truly. I know, me neither. Brie Larson.
I'm not ready. my new favorite superhero ever.
She snapped.
She truly
Anyways.
Did. Okay, so.
I'm tired of talking about this stupid bitch.
I know, exactly. That's all I wanted to say about it. This one, it's not really a bad Janet. I just wanted to, I forgot to say this in the beginning. It's kind of like an update. And I guess I could have said this at the end too, but I'm saying it now. So I don't know if you've heard or listened. This is me talking to you, Snake, but about The Good Place, the Good Place, the podcast is what it's called.
I have not.
So the actual NBC TV show, The Good Place, which we are basing our, or which we were inspired by, they wanted to, you know, like, be us pretty much.
Basically.
And have their own podcast, but instead they're talking to, like, the actual actors and directors and writers and producers of the show. Like, who do they think they are?
Mm-hmm.
Better than us? Sure. But yeah, I've been listening to it, like, every week, and I love it so much. So, it's a good...
Is that your good...
It's
is that
good
your good Janet?
Janet, yes.
Well, are we allowed to say good Janet? Bitch, I got some things I could talk about.
Okay, well, that was another thing, that on their show, at the end of the episode, of course they had to have a segment, like, ours. But instead of talking about bad things that get us mad like we do, theirs is called What's Good. And I'm just like, you know what? The Good Place, what is good? Like,
we need to be more positive.
Yeah, I guess so. It was like a read
And
us.
On that note, I did just think of another bad Janet that I want to add
Keep
to the
going.
End of this.
Keep it We'll do our What's Good at the very end.
Of course, yeah.
Because I was going to say, the other bad Janets of mine are pretty much good Janets, but there's like one little
petty thing. They're not bad Janets at all?
They're
okay,
not.
Well, I want to hear the petty thing first.
Oh, no. You go first. You go first, because you're going to
with
laugh.
My bad Janet?
Yes.
I am going to laugh. Okay,
how
well,
dumb I am.
If anyone listened to our last episode, everyone should know at this point that I openly would risk it all for young Harrison Ford. I really would. Anyways, this has nothing to do with young Harrison Ford. It has something to do with current Harrison Ford. Or more so, Indiana Jones 5.
Oh my gosh.
Which, you know what? I'm willing to, like, love and, like, look forward to.
Ooh.
Except now it's pushed back to 2021. And that's not even the worst of all.
Oh my gosh.
I am so tired of people on Twitter joking about him not living till 2021.
Oh no.
You assholes. It's not funny. It hurts my feelings
to cry if that happened, which it's not.
I'm going to be the first one to cry.
Okay, the second person
Let's
to
not
cry,
even
then.
Talk about it.
Okay.
No. My thing is, have you seen this man? He is not about to quote, I don't even want to say it, but he's not about to die in the next 3 years.
He's not about to die.
And you may quote me on that.
You heard it first, people.
I will not let it happen. If he needs a kidney, he can have mine. If he needs a heart, he can have mine. I don't know if I have the same blood type as him, but he can have my blood if he wants to. He can sell my blood and then find blood that matches his blood type.
Oh my gosh.
If he wanted to.
Yes, you can start selling your body parts now.
Exactly, I will. Yeah, I'm so tired of people joking about this because it's literally not even funny. He's never done anything wrong in his life. For people to even be making these jokes about him dying.
Ugh.
So, I'm tired of it.
Mm-hmm. We're tired is basically what we're saying.
Are we? Because I don't think you agree. I don't think you would risk it all for Harrison Ford.
Risking it all is a lot. I might take a chance.
You might take a chance, but I would risk it all.
Yes, you definitely would, and I know you would. And
thank you.
You know
my
what?
Brand is strong.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta do it for the men you love.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not gonna talk about the men I love.
Oh, are you not?
No, because I'm going to talk about the woman.
Okay.
This, and I guess a man too, but they're always there. Ugh.
They are, really are.
I mean, we...
Always disappointing.
Yep, we all know a few weeks ago Jay-Z and Beyonce dropped a joint album.
Oh, yes.
Obviously, I've been listening to it nonstop, every day, pretty much. Mm-hmm. And the album, of course, is my good Janet, but my bad Janet for this is that the dumbest boy band, Five Seconds of Summer dropped an album.
Are they still existing?
I guess so, because they dropped an album that same weekend. Of course, they had, like, tons of promo. They have all their little teenage girl fans. And they got the number one spot on all the charts.
How?
I don't have the answer. So then when that happened, then everyone wanted to be like, oh, Jay-Z and Beyonce don't have it. Like, Beyonce, like, I don't get it. I don't get the hype. Like, why do you guys worship her? Blah, 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 blah. I saw tweets like that for, like, a good week. And I just want to say, like, what planet are you living on where you don't see it for Beyonce? Like, this isn't even a personal opinion of mine. It's a proven fact that she's just really out here minding her business, having a good time, making music, and every now and then she wants to share it with us, and we should be grateful. And I wanted to say one last thing. So this one is, like, a three-parter, kind of. So the first part is, yes, if you haven't been following me on Twitter or even on Instagram or on Snapchat, you would know that I am currently obsessing over Miss Barbra Streisand right now. I would say it happens once every 2 years. One of my bad Janice is Snape for not knowing a single thing about this white woman.
I have zero information about this white woman other than her name.
I cannot believe. Like, do you even know a single song of hers?
I don't.
Oh my gosh. So tragic. Because that's all I've been doing besides listening to Jay-Z Beyonce is listening to Barbra Streisand.
You have your white faves. I have my white faves. Let them live.
We all have to have our old white faves, is what I would say.
Exactly. And mine is not that.
Yes. So, now, that was part one. Part two is I would say I became obsessed with her because I watched her movie A Star Is Born, because I am super excited for the Lady Gaga one and Bradley Cooper. Tragic.
Did you mean a film directed by Bradley Cooper?
Yes, a Bradley Cooper film, A Star Is Born. I'm when I tell you, me and my sister watched the movie trailer at least twice every single day since it came out.
Why am I not surprised?
That is not a lie.
That is so tragic, because I literally want to throw up every time I see Bradley Cooper in that trailer.
Okay, so then we're getting to my third one. Okay.
Of course.
So my third one is, actually it's two parts, because since I watched A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand, I know the storyline and I know what's going to happen in the Lady Gaga one. So that's a bad Janet on myself, because I should have known that, you know, there would be surprises, there would be twists, there would be turns, there would be lots of songs. I should have been prepared for that. But what truly is shocking me is that now, like, after watching the movie, after watching the trailer 500 times, I'm starting to become attracted to Bradley Cooper.
Oh my god. Okay. Bradley Cooper is hot, but in that trailer, he has literally never looked uglier than he is in that movie. Are you fucking kidding me? I will literally end our friendship. He has literal burnt red skin. His hair, he looks like he has a sunburn that's been on his face for, like, I kid you not, like, 5 weeks. Like, 5 whole weeks, he didn't put any aloe vera on it. Like, it's just been, like, crusting away. Are you kidding me?
Okay, and that is, I have some reasons behind it.
Do you? And whatever could these reasons be?
Because I would have agreed to, the first time I watched the trailer, I was like, okay, this is either going to be the best thing in my life, or I'm not going to care for it. Then I would say the second and the third time I watched the trailer, I was completely all in, mostly because of Lady Gaga. And then when I watched the movie, I was like, okay, the guy in this movie is kind of cute, and Bradley Cooper is definitely trying to be that guy. Like, his whole look.
Maybe he should stop trying.
Yeah, that's the problem, is his whole look is he's trying to be that guy. And then his singing, I was kind of like, is it going to be good? His singing is better than the one in Barbra Streisand. So the guy in Barbra Streisand, his name is Kris Kristofferson.
So Bradley Cooper does sing better than Kris Kristofferson, and I think that was another thing that got me like, okay, I'm starting to see it for you. And me and my sister, like, the song that Bradley Cooper sings in the trailer, we cannot stop singing it. Like, of course we're excited for Lady Gaga's songs, but, I mean, my sister said that when the soundtrack drops, she's going to listen to the Bradley Cooper songs first.
Wow.
I know. We have That's been changed.
Quite a compliment.
Mm-hmm. So, I know you want to drag me, but don't forget about my sister.
Oh, I will drag her harder than I will drag you, because I know your tastes. I don't know about her, really. And I feel like she could be so much better than this. So much better. Come on.
I mean, you
stan David Duchovny, so, like, this is kind of on brand for you. But her? She You're had right. so much potential.
I think I corrupted her too soon.
You did. You really fucking did. And, like, you couldn't have even chosen, like, Bradley Cooper in, like... I'm trying to think of a movie where he... Okay, oh, God, no.
Really?
Okay, I don't think he looks hot. Is Bradley Cooper hot? Have we been lied to our whole lives? Like,
yeah, I'm thinking you're not attracted to him. Because
no, he was hot. He was hot and burnt.
What? Oh, see, I've never heard or watched.
He was hot in that.
Okay, he's more hot. Do you like him with the beard or no beard?
No, okay, it's the short hair that I like more than I don't like his long hair. Because I don't really like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna, yeah. Maybe we'll I'm see. Just not a Bradley Cooper fan. Wow.
I think there's only one way to find out is that when the movie comes out, you go with me.
I will not.
Please.
But thank you for the... Go watch it with your sister, you bitch!
Oh, we're watching... This is... I already told my sister. Mark my words. This is going to be our The Greatest Showman.
Oh my God.
So How do not dare clock you, me.
Greatest Showman, sweetie? I am so sorry.
You cannot clock me with these iconic bops that are coming out. I mean, I would say Oscar award-winning songs are about to be sung.
Oh, this is definitely. I'm sure they're gonna get nominated for an Oscar for a song.
I know, and I can't wait. I'm literally going to cry at the end of the movie because I know what happens.
I know you will,
but also just because tragic. I love it. I know.
Oh.
Okay, so...
Oh, does someone die? No spoilers.
No spoilers, but I can't wait to start my Stan account.
Shut up!
My Bradley Cooper Stan account.
Stop. I know that there are Stan accounts you could join. I'm sure there are people who stan him.
I hope they accept me.
There's a Bradley Cooper news account. You could easily, follow them right now.
Oh my gosh, I bet you they have all the tea about A Star Is Born.
I'm sure. There's like 500 Bradley Cooper stan accounts. Go follow them.
Oh my gosh, what's one more?
Tragic. You could try to follow official Twitter account of Bradley Cooper's sister. Imagine putting that in your bio. That is so sad.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no. I would only put it if it was like official Bradley Cooper's wife.
Oh my God.
Wow. I'm just kidding.
I leave you alone for 1 month and this is what happens.
I'm definitely hyping up my love way too much. Like, it's not that real.
That's what you want to say when you want to soften the blow.
Oh, now clearly. I'm trying to.
But if we're talking about old men that we find attractive.
Yeah, who's. You're one to talk to.
Okay, we were.
If anyone were to judge me on this planet,
I was
right
going
to
say, since you mentioned Ant-Man earlier. Paul Rudd, looking good.
Oh, 100%.
He only looks better with age,
mm-hmm.
If I'm being honest
and
telling the truth.
You always are.
And I really always am. He was looking great in Ant-Man and the Wasp, to be honest.
Yes.
That was the white man I thirsted over.
Yeah, what a cute movie.
Until... Well, let's not spoil it.
I know. We need to stop spoiling everything on this here podcast.
Well, if people listen to us, they better be up to date on their podcast knowledge.
Yeah.
Or their pop culture knowledge.
Their
I don't know shit about podcasts, so maybe I shouldn't be listening to us.
Yeah, you're another one to talk.
I really be talking shit, huh?
I know. You always be talking a big game.
what can I say?
Oh my god.
I have zero fears.
Okay.
I have no good Janets.
Oh, I totally forgot about that.
You were too busy talking about Bradley Cooper.
I know. It just segued into my good Janet, I would say.
Okay. That was your good Janet?
That was my good Janet. I mean, we're not one to have a good Janet of the week. The listeners aren't Legends. Here for that.
That was a long episode when we were like, I don't think it's going to be that long.
I would say another successful episode in the books. In the podcast.
I wouldn't say it was our best one, but I also wouldn't say it was our worst one.
I would say it's up there.
I would say it was our most roller coaster-y episode.
Oh my gosh. And you know we've had plenty of roller coasters.
Actually, you know the biggest roller coaster episode was the one when we talked about, I don't even remember. It was the day MoviePass got canceled.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh my god. Okay, I am adding a bad Janet. Okay, I have not been able to use my MoviePass that much.
Oh my gosh.
Out of my own fault and also just out of MoviePass's fault. If I can't rewatch movies, then what is my life, mm-hmm. you know?
I know. You were the queen of rewatching movies.
I really was.
I mean, do you know the example of The Greatest Showman?
Shut up. I think I watched Greatest Showman 8 times, I think.
Yeah, you said it, not me.
With my MoviePass. With my MoviePass, mind you. Mm-hmm. I watched Black Panther 8 times with my MoviePass. I watched Solo 8 times without my MoviePass.
Oh my
gosh. Okay, well, 7 times without my MoviePass. Ugh, I don't have money anymore.
Oh my gosh. Okay,
the
so
white
my sister
man has scalped me.
My sister and I have still been going to the movies, like, literally twice a week. And we've just been watching, like, every movie, but my sister has still been using her MoviePass to sneak into other movies to rewatch them. Like, I think she saw Incredibles twice, and she's already seen, I would say, at least like 3 movies twice. So she's truly beating them, is all I gotta say.
I need to figure out a way to sneak into movies and like rewatch them, but mm-hmm. my theater has reserved seating, so it's really stupid.
That's the one at the block is like the best theater to sneak in because they have like above each door it tells you what movie it is and the time, and there's no reserved seating.
Ugh.
I know. You just have to come watch movies over here.
I guess I do. I'm not driving there. Anyways, yeah. I have not been watching that many movies. I've been watching more, like, independent movies, I guess, because all the blockbusters are kind of trash right now. If you made it to the end of this wild podcast episode.
Okay, back to our outro. Thank you to listening to us. That didn't make sense. I don't think. I know. We would like to say thank you. And to give us your appreciation, you should rate us on iTunes or leave us a comment review.
But only if you give us 5 stars.
Of course, we're not here for 4 stars. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at WhichPlacePod, I think is the account handle. And hopefully we're back soon, back and better than ever.
Truly.
All right. Peace out.